Today's way is called Ohev et HaMakom, love the place. The rabbis meant to love God, the transcendental entity beyond the world. He is the place of the world. We are all a part of Him. How do you love a transcendental God? The late Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg once gave an example of a person who loves God. He asked us to imagine a baggage handler at the airport, whose job is to take off bags as they come out of the conveyor and place them on the ground for people to come and take them away. It is certainly a dull job, but we know that people will do it. Then he asked us to reframe the job. The baggage handler is told to take the bags off the conveyor and then put them back on the conveyor. Do that all day. There's no extra physical effort involved, yet we can understand that even the baggage handler couldn't do that job for long, even for much more money. Why? Because it's obvious that the job has absolutely no meaning and purpose. A human being can't live without some sense of meaning and purpose, even if it is such a mundane purpose as taking the baggage off a conveyor to help the airport run smoothly. That baggage handler is in love with God, even though he doesn't realize it. The drive of human beings for meaning is really the drive of the soul to connect with God, the ultimate source of all meaning. On the highest level, we need to connect consciously with our drive to love God. Loving God, having a transcendental connection, is the highest of the five levels of pleasure and the one we are really created to have. The Rambam describes in a poetic way that ultimate goal. A person should love God with a great, exceeding, and fierce love until his soul is tied to love of God and he is thinking of it always like a person who is sick with love, whose mind is not free from the love of that woman and he is thinking of her always. More than this should be the love of God in the heart of the ones who love him, thinking about him always, as we are commanded, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. When Rav Noach taught the mitzvah of love of God, he taught it from the top down. There is a direct intellectual way to work on love of God, a semi-direct way, a way called the outside awakens the inside, and an indirect way. Since love of God is very hard for us, we are going to teach it in the opposite order. So from the easier, less direct ways, we can start connecting to the higher ways. The first indirect way is to get in touch with your desire for meaning and realize it is a drive to connect with God. No animal has meaning in its life, and in the physical world, meaning is a concept that has no meaning. Yet, as we said above, every human being has it. We want life to have a purpose, we want to accomplish our goals, make a difference to others, make our families happy, be good and responsible people. We care about Israel and the Jewish people. The root of all this is a drive for meaning, the soul's drive to connect with God. The second indirect way is to appreciate that we are all looking for the transcendental experience. When you appreciate the beauty of a snow-capped mountain in the Drakensberg, what are you appreciating? Is dirt and frozen water so beautiful? We are really seeing beyond that to the transcendental beauty of God as expressed in His powerful creations. When you step back and appreciate the beauty of your own child, what are you appreciating? If he or she was someone else's child, they wouldn't look as beautiful. The appreciation is really for the godly soul that is hidden in the body. Your connection to your child is really to something transcendental. It's very hard to connect with the transcendental on a regular basis. The body gets in the way, and it takes incredible discipline and focusing of your mind to see God's presence in the day-to-day happenings of life. That is why we have to get out of our normal lives to go to the Drakensberg or Cape Town to see it. But if we realize that those experiences are transcendental and see God behind them, we can start to see them more in our daily lives also. The third indirect way is through the learning of Torah. The Maharal of Prague called learning Talmud a way of connecting with the thought processes of God. The intellectual beauty of the words and thoughts of Torah and the practical wisdom we can see in it helps connect us to God who gave us the Torah. That is what is motivating people who learn in yeshivot. We can get some sense of that also if we use our time for learning seriously. The outside awakening the inside means to get your body into doing things that can awaken your emotions. It's easier to control your body than to control your emotions. To become someone who loves God, act like someone who loves God. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah called his sub-book about the daily mitzvahs we do, the Book of Love. It includes the Shema, because we are announcing to ourselves and the world that God is the only goal of existence, like a lover reminding himself of the importance of his beloved. When we daven, we are talking to God. Tefillin is like the wearing of a ring to remind us of our relationship to God. The mezuzah reminds us that God is protecting us. Berachot are thanking God for all the gifts he gives us. When we do these mitzvahs, we should focus on their deeper purpose. The Rambam also includes outreach, bringing others to God, as a way to show love of God. When you have to explain and defend the virtues of God to others, you appreciate them much more yourself. The semi-direct way to get love of God is through gratitude. Appreciate how much God has done for you in your life. Besides creating you and giving you life, He watched over you like a parent watches over a child. He was there to help you through difficult times, gave you your job, your spouse, your children, your community. He gave you a connection to meaning that is an island of sanity in the crazy world we are living in today. Finally, the direct way. In yesterday's way, we gave the Jewish definition of love, an emotion of pleasure that comes from appreciating the virtues of another person. When applied to God, it means appreciating the virtues of God. But since God is all virtues, whatever you know and understand about God will help you to love Him. Therefore, the Rambam says the most direct way to get love of God is through knowing about Him. He writes, when a person thinks about God's actions and His wondrous creations and sees from them His wisdom that is incomparable and infinite, immediately he loves and praises and glorifies God and desires a great desire to know the Almighty. Like David says, my soul thirsts for God, the living God. Because of this, the ultimate way to get love of God would be studying Kabbalah, because it is the ultimate wisdom about the nature of God. However, all our teachers have told us that we need to go up the ladder to reach the top. Start with understanding what the Torah teaches you about your life, and then work up to greater and deeper understandings. May we all merit to be in touch with our deepest drive for connection with the Almighty, from the baggage handler to the Kabbalist.